Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs, the pitch. Swinging a voucher to first. Harper gloves it, takes it himself, and the Phillies take the National League East Division crown. It's their second straight divisional crown as the Phillies come running out of the dugout and share hugs on the pitcher's mound at Dodgers Stadium as the Phillies have clinched the National League East.
Well, Phil's got that done last night. Well done. What a unique song.
So good.
Right? Good stuff. Hope you're all having a good start to your Tuesday. Phils are alive for October. Hopefully they go all the way this year. We shall see. Rob Thompson has been one of the leaders, obviously. He addressed his squad after the game. We're going to get to that audio in a moment. But first, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more. In a 2026 Armin Chevy Trailblazer, starting at only $24,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. John, a lot of talk today about A.J. Brown, whether he should be frustrated or not, whether you would be if you were him, all that sort of stuff. The question is, if you were A.J. Brown, would you be frustrated not getting the ball more with a 2-0 record? John, how do you think people voted?
Jeez. Yeah, probably 79% say yes, and
53 say yes.
Whoa. What?
I would be very frustrated.
What on earth?
People
are lying?
Well,
people
care about winning. Falsely. Winning comes first. It's very simple.
Look, you can, but it's not the only.
I guarantee.
If you have to choose between the
also,
two, you choose winning.
No, but you don't have to choose between the
I
two.
I care about winning also, but I also, I mean, I'm a competitor. If I'm A.J. Brown,
but you do have, in this case,
win.
You do have to choose. Because if you win the game, you don't be frustrated because you won.
Not just the, like, I want to win time and time again in everything that I do. That means I go out and I beat the guy who's covering me. I get open every single play. If that's happening.
Yeah, and you catch the ball.
Yeah, I expect to get the ball thrown my way every once in a while, and it doesn't seem like that's happening as much as I would want it to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd be extremely frustrated. So
I don't know why people can't. It's okay to say.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not. The offense right now needs to be better. I think this team would say that themselves.
Well, Nick
it's
basically
okay to
said
say
it.
That.
We need to create Nick, more explosive
that's
plays.
Nick also said that AJ's happy and did not worry about it, and that what's going on inside that building is different than what we're talking about outside the building.
I don't know that he said AJ's happy. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I heard those words.
No, but he said AJ does what the team needs him to do.
Listen, thank God A.J. Brown is not Terrell Owens.
Yeah, I don't worry about
because
him.
Because if he was, that would be a problem.
How he blocks. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me is if he had any kind of, he'd be like, well, what am I going to block for this guy? Yeah. I'm not getting it. He doesn't do that. But, I think the offense works better when you use one of the top five guys at his position more.
I mean, I agree 1,000,000%. And by the way, pretty similar for Devontae also. He's probably top, 15, 18.
I feel confident.
And he's underutilized.
Well, that's the thing. But I also, he was utilized in this game, specifically in the zero blitz situation. Right. The two times that we saw it from Spagnuolo, meaning they went all out. Devontae was the wide receiver that our quarterback, that Jalen, put the ball up for and gave a chance in that zero blitz situation. Yeah. Why was it not AJ? Was AJ's matchup worse in that situation?
Why, I don't know.
Was he double covered in those situations? And, we know that Devontae was singled.
Yeah.
We know that he was by himself out there. So it was a smart read on that play.
Yeah. I mean, it's also the natural way, Jalen Hurts had very little time on that play. And so he's already sort of facing that direction, I guess, a little bit as a right-handed thrower. As he
but
drops
here's
back.
The thing. The trick is, you know, you have very little time, but you know going in that you're going to have very little time. Yeah. You know, based on the look, that it's a zero blitz and you're going to have to make a choice.
Right.
To you me, have to choose which side you're going to go to, which side do you like. Okay, boom.
I just think they're both underutilized, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan and Princeton. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, and let's go Phillies! Yeah, NL champions.
You almost went Austin Powers, but you kind of pulled it back.
Yeah,
I mean, I can put my pinky to my lips. I can do whatever you want here, but I'm thrilled that we have a winning baseball club in Philadelphia, and I'm more thrilled today because of our owner. I don't know if you guys have ever had a chance to chat with John Middleton. I assume someone has here and there. I'm just a fan. I'm not a radio personality. I'm just a guy. I have sat and had long conversations at the ballpark with John Middleton. And when I see him running out on the field after the team clinches the division, it shows culture from top to bottom. And I think as Philadelphians, we've got to be proud of our top two teams right now. You look at the culture of the Phillies, the culture of the Eagles, it's really something to behold. The camaraderie, the family nature of it. And after 4 years of having these guys together as a unit, I'm just about there to say this is the year. I'm not there yet. I don't want to jinx anything, but I'm real, real close at this point. Real close.
Well, look, I don't feel, honestly, much different than past years as they enter it. If anything, I probably feel honestly even worse than last year because of the Wheeler thing.
Oh, wow. But they're playing so much better. Like last year, we tried to convince ourselves they were different than they were. But when you look back at it, it's like they just weren't a very good team for 3 months.
But here's what I knew going into last year. I was handing the ball to Zach Wheeler in game one. Like, I knew that. And I don't have that this year. Now, Sanchez has been great, no doubt. But he's not Wheeler great. And so I feel a little tinged below last year. But look, they have a great shot. They're going to start in the second round of the playoffs. Like the Eagles in 2017, they're going to need to win 3 rounds, and hopefully they can do it.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I remember is saying to myself how lucky we are that the last couple of years in any significant way. And here we are dealing with injuries and a team that is peaking at exactly the right time.
Well, that is good.
So I think the biggest wins come through adversity. And this team is getting together and they are busting through adversity. And I feel real good about the bank in October.
Yeah.
See, the only negative point for me, you know, why did Topper have to call out Alvarado last night? I don't care that he's on the IL. This guy had the chance to screw up the team in the entire season.
It bothered me, too.
He's worthy of mention.
Yeah.
I felt the same way.
James, go ahead.
Yeah, well, look, it's like you're mentioning Zach Wheeler and Jose Alvarado next to each other. Like, I get it. He's not there anymore. But, like, he's not there because it's his fault. It's his fault he's not there.
But they do like him.
He's a...
It's whatever. Like, I'm not like actually mad about it. Like, I moved past it very quickly. But hearing him go, the guys who aren't with us anymore, Zach Wheeler, Jose Alvarado.
I raised my eyebrows.
Yeah, it felt weird. It felt weird to me.
Romano in there, and he said his name wrong.
At least Romano didn't take steroids and get suspended for the playoffs because of it. Like, I it's weird. It felt weird.
They're called performance enhancers.
Sure, whatever.
You never know what type they are.
You're right. It just felt weird to me. I don't really care, but it felt weird.
All right, let's go back to the toast, and then we'll play the Rob Thompson interview afterwards. So first the toast as he addresses the team, and JT jumps in as he always does. Here's Rob Thompson last night.
Toughness, resiliency, how you guys day after day, inning by inning. I mean, we've had all kinds of adversity this year with travel and rain delays and injuries, and you guys have fought right through it. So this is for all of you, all the staff, the guys that we've left behind, Wheeler, Alvarado, Trey, Romano, they couldn't be here. The guys that have come up from Lehigh Valley and helped us out. This is a great team effort, great team effort. Back-to-back National League East champions. That's too awesome, boys. So enjoy it. JT, How many we got left, buddy?
Whatever the hell it takes, Tom. Right.
Pretty good. They're fired up. And, of course, whatever the hell it takes is because they don't know if they're going to need to win 11 games in the postseason or 13. Looks like it'll be 11 as the Phillies are 5.5 up on the Dodgers, so they should get
the bye.
A little
shout-out to whatever it takes, dude.
Yeah, that's true. 93 Phillies, team video. I don't think JT had that in mind.
I don't either.
Let's get to Rob Thompson post-game, post-toast interview with Tom McCarthy on NBC Sports Philly. Here's Topper.
Rob, congratulations on this. I thought it was great. In the middle of your speech, you said, what a great ball game. It really was a good ball game, even though it was kind of gut-wrenching, too.
Yeah, it was. You know, and it I think that type of winning that type of ball game really enhanced the enjoyment of winning the division. So it was great. These guys are celebrating accordingly.
Yeah, and I know you never want to make excuses. You guys had a really late night, obviously. Do you appreciate the grit that this club showed, and not only today, but just throughout the year?
They are tough. They are resilient. They come to play every day, and you can't ask for a better group. You really can't.
Now, for you, watching some of these guys step up, how big of a hit was Weston Wilson's home run? It kind of woke everybody up.
Yeah, it was huge. And, you know, since for the last 4 years, it seems like, you know, when we lose guys, other people step up. And I think that's kind of a mantra around here. And you know, it's just been wonderful. It really has.
And what a great tribute you said with Trey, Jose Alvarado, Romano, Zach Wheeler. These guys aren't forgetting that these guys are still in the forefront of their minds.
Yeah, they really are. And all the players that have come up from Lehigh, you know, it takes a village to do this. And it's not just it's players, it's staff, it's everybody, and they got it done.
Does winning the division ever get old?
Oh, never. Never, never, never.
Thanks, Rob. We appreciate it. Rob Thompson, guys.
Yeah, it's Rob Thompson last night with Tom McCarthy, NBC Sports Philly.
Definitely his kind of music.
Yeah. I'll say this. I understand why the combination of you guys either gets annoyed, not that you're like bothered beyond belief, but annoyed or roll your eyes when you hear Romano's name or Alvarado's name. But I think with Rob Thompson being the leader in there, I think it's the right thing to
Romano
do.
Romano doesn't bother me.
Yeah, Romano doesn't bother me at all. It's just Alvarado.
Well, Romano bothered you a little
bit.
Yeah,
I have
Sean,
no problem.
Right?
He got hurt and he just didn't pitch well.
Yeah. Like, he didn't
Alvarado,
pitch well.
Alvarado did something
knowingly hurt his team.
I understand.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
I understand. But he's still
was
part of the team.
He was horrendous and annoying while being horrendous.
Romano, you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, he was horrendous. He was horrible.
He angered me with his ineptitude.
I know. But Rob Thompson's the manager of all of them, and they all contribute in one way or the other. So I'm good with them all being said. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. With the Birds 2-0 and the Phillies in the playoffs as division winners, let's hit it with time's yours.
All I need is your love tonight. Whatever it takes, Topper! Let's go, Red October! I'm excited for this opportunity. Go, Phils!
That's pretty cool, man. That's a great way to kick off time's yours. I love
Kyle Schwarber or John Ritchie. Who has the better? Oh, yeah.
No, that was me.
Yeah.
I noticed it too when Schwarber said it earlier. I thought, yeah, but it was that.
Oh, that's not me. That's Joe. Yeah,
so, James, did you notice Schwarber's oh, yeah?
I heard it, yeah, a little bit.
It was similar.
Yeah,
it was good.
Similar.
Yep.
So, Carson's playing again. Just remember, from whence we came, and now we hurts.
Wow.
Hey, downer to camera. I mean, if you want to go ahead and be miserable on your own, that's fine, but don't rain on our parade. Sound like Eeyore. Phillies are going to be in the World Series. Oh, they probably will lose. Who'd you rather have win or lose? Well, it doesn't matter. Neither one of them's going to win anyway. Time's yours.
Here's what I'll say.
Good call.
It's not a bad call, but I'll say this. You flip a coin three times in a row, you probably won't get heads three times in a row. Just going to say that.
for the first time since winning four straight NL East titles from 08 to 11. Our Fightins are back-to-back NL East champs. So what if Duran gave up his second home run of this season? We got the job done in the 10th, and we won back in L.A. in 08.
Well, it's always nice when it's in L.A. because the Phillies and Dodgers have had so much history through the years. So I like it. I like it a lot. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I still cannot believe when the Phillies and Dodgers had that sort of skirmish, and I think it was either the 08 or 09 playoffs, that Davey Lopes was a Philly and Larry Bowe was a Dodger.
I know. Yeah, it was insane.
That's crazy. That was...
It was, really didn't make any
crazy.
Sense.
Yes.
That's
weird.
Bizarro.
Especially because they were both involved
opposite
in the play in 77.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
By the way, Ray, I saw you laughing over there when I made
that. I wasn't laughing at anything.
The
it was
coin
a
flip.
Ridiculous comment.
The coin flip. I'm just saying each series is a coin flip, and hopefully
correct.
I win the coin flip. And
yeah, sure.
So in high school, I created a thing where I rounded up a dollar from from 128 people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people gave more than one. But anyway, bottom line is I convinced everyone someone's going to win $128. All you got to do is win seven straight coin flips.
Oh, God. People are dumb.
Yeah, I mean, that's what lunch break is for. So, field of 64.
So you ended up with $128 out of this?
No, I mean, someone won $128.
What point did you get beat up?
No, I mean, I'm a man of the people here. I wasn't taking anything. I wasn't taking anything off the top. I'm just
why
saying,
didn't you? This sounds foolish
because
by
I'm
you.
Because I'm not that kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
I'd be a bad bookie. I thought it was a creative idea. I mean, all you got to do is win, seven.
You know, most people eat it
in a row.
What's the farthest anyone got in a row?
Seven in a row. Somebody won it.
Oh, so someone did win it with seven. Yeah, somebody, oh, wow. I didn't realize someone won.
Well, 64 is six, right? NCAA tournament, six games.
How long did it take?
Times it by two, 128. I think we did it over a few lunch breaks. A couple days, if I remember.
Well, that was the point. I didn't think anyone could possibly win it.
No, we did it.
I thought that's what you were saying.
Well, someone's going to win seven in a row. One person wins seven in a row.
Oh, we're
and
confused.
You win
I think you, I
you
think
win
what you meant is it's going to come up head seven times
yes,
in a row.
No.
That's
so
what
we got
I thought
confused
you meant.
Here,
no, we,
dude. No, no.
Few, yeah,
we were confused.
Yeah.
We thought you were saying that you were betting people, I'll bet you $1.
No.
And then you were just pocketing $100.
No,
that's
no,
why I was confused.
No.
That makes, all right.
That's why I asked
I
if you were getting beat up.
No one got what you were saying.
Yeah. Instead of a field of 64, it's a field of 128.
Got it.
And somebody won $128. I was like, okay, there you go. All right, Phil's tonight.
Why were you doing that?
We're bored. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Take a cut at least. I mean, you're just organizing for everyone and hanging out?
Football with your
watching
friends.
Coin flips? Flip it again.
Dude, when you go to the prep, you don't go outside at
there's
lunchtime.
There's nowhere to.
There's no lunchtime outside. You're hunkered down. Just saying. 17th and Girard. All right.
Can't wait for Clark to start swim club there.
It's a great, it's my spot.
But
wearing my prep shirt today. I'm just saying, we're not roaming the streets
during
lunch break. I don't
know where how he's getting home.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
His driver's license.
He'll be all right. All right, everyone, have a great, great, great rest of the day. James, you fired up for playoff baseball.
I am, man. I told you, I said at the beginning of the show, I'll say it again. I know you feel differently because of the Wheeler thing.
What?
Even despite the Wheeler thing, this is the most confident I've been in one of these groups heading into the playoffs.
Okay.
At this time of the year, September 16th, I have not felt as good about a Phillies team as I do about this one.
I would probably say 23, and it's hard for me to remember exactly how I felt at the start of each, but I'd say after the 22 Magic Carpet ride, even though the Phils got smoked in the division in 23.
They were 13 games back. It's hard to feel as excited about that team as this one.
I still felt a lot with that crew. But anyway, they got a shot. They really do. Everyone, have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, of course, they're up next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.